AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Protesters have taken to the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina for a fourth straight night. AP correspondent Alan Breed is in the midst of the march.
We're on North Tryon Street. We just turned off Trade Street. The group stopped in front of the Bank of America building, and one of the members with a bullhorn gave a little speech about economic oppression and how it's not just police oppression that they're rallying against here.
A downtown hotel in Charlotte is sending its guests to other hotels in anticipation of a night of protests over the shooting death of a black man by a black police officer. That word from an Aloft at Epicenter employee. John Barnett with Thug, True Healing Under God, says future unrest in Charlotte may not be confined to just the business district.
Baltimore County Police say they responded to a report of a bank robbery, and a patrol sergeant was blocking traffic at a nearby area to block a likely escape route. And there was an interaction with two men inside of a car.
That was AP correspondent Juliet Linderman in Baltimore talking about a shooting today. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the National Guard will remain in Charlotte through at least the weekend.
The chief of police again has requested that we continue to have the National Guard presence and the presence of the SBI and the presence also of the Highway Patrol, North Carolina Highway Patrol, through Sunday.
The family of Keith Scott, the black man who was fatally shot by a black police officer, released cell phone video today, shot by his wife on Tuesday. You can't see Scott being hit, but you can hear the multiple gunshots on the video. You can also hear Scott's wife calling out to police.
Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. He has no weapon. He has no weapon. Don't shoot him.
This is AP Radio News. A new poll finds a majority of Americans fear a Donald Trump presidency.
A new AP GFK poll shows 56% say they would be afraid if Donald Trump was elected. 44% would feel afraid if Hillary Clinton was elected. Most voters oppose Trump's hardline stand on immigration. One voter said if Trump wins, it would be like putting P.T. Barnum in charge. As far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, she has a 56% unfavorability rating. Less than a third say they would be excited or proud if Clinton moves into the White House. One voter said it would be wonderful to elect a woman, but a different woman. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tim Kaine, Clinton's running mate, was asked today if he's surprised that Ted Cruz has now decided to vote for Trump as president.
Not completely surprised. I mean, I don't know that I have too much to offer it.
Kaine was campaigning in Senator Cruz's home state of Texas. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.